Hey everyone, it's Maya Bethra, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been a part of the Ziba family for many years, thank you so much. And if you're new, welcome. I am the founder's granddaughter and the CEO's daughter. And my mom is here today with us, the CEO of Ziba Beauty, Sumita Bethra.
Hi, Maya.
Hi. We're getting a lot of feedback and a lot of comments and questions as to why we're not opening and et cetera, so we can discuss today.
Hello, everyone. I actually dreamt about sitting and doing this podcast this morning. Clients are asking us why we can't just pitch a tent in front of our stores and open.
Yeah.
When we closed, we have 14 studios, and it's not easy, you know, for us to shut down. It took us a few weeks. Mm-hmm. We are still dealing with vendors. It's been almost 5 months now, and we still have vendors who are sending us utility bills.
Yeah. So
that's one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second reason is, you know, you're going to start to see a campaign brewing with us where we are saying your safety is our priority. Safety overall has become a very big conversation and focus for us, and mm-hmm. it is a priority. And I just don't feel it is safe for my team to step out there and do this. And until I feel it is safe to conduct touch services, I still maintain what I have maintained from the very beginning, which is we are going to stay shut.
Not an easy decision. Obviously, it's like our livelihood. It's our family business. You know, I've literally grown up here. Our employees have become family as well, right? Like that's our company culture.
Yeah. And, you know, we thought we were going to open on August 1st.
Yes.
Prior to the second shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready. Today we set up. We're moving the Artesia studio downstairs again. We are shutting down 4 studios who have already been shut down, which is the Santa Anita Arcadia location in the mall, as well as the Cerritos Mall location. Those 2 studios will not open. We're going to shut down Montebello as well as West Covina. That leaves us with 10 studios post-COVID. As we're starting to set up, we're getting ready. We have what we've internally figured out is a 3-week action plan.
Yes.
We need at least 3, probably 4 weeks from the time where everybody says, okay, it's safe and we feel that it's stabilized. We will let our clients know, and we will open up things like get in line and reserve with your favorite artist. Cerritos artists are going to get consolidated with the Artesia location.
Yes.
Santa Anita artists are going to get consolidated with the Century City location. We are talking to all our artists, and there's an extreme amount of training that is involved that needs to happen, and a lot of setup that we're doing towards safety.
Yes.
And we really just cannot afford to keep opening and shutting down. It's just something we can't financially afford. At the moment, how we are surviving is through the kindness and generosity and support of our clients that are shopping with us. You know, we're really trying to be respectful. We're trying our level best to offer value, products, services. That's how we're surviving. So for us, I think it's important that we get the message across to everybody that we're still going to be opening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be a little bit smaller, tighter. It's going to be by appointment. It's going to be very safe. We've got the first of 10 UVC robots that are going to be used to sterilize our studios daily. And all the protocols that we're putting into place just takes time. It's important that we do the protocols that we're doing and create an environment that is safe for everybody.
And we're looking forward to seeing everyone. Just as much as you guys miss us, we miss you too. And I've spoken to a lot of customers that have been really, really kind, and I just want to say thank you for that.
We would not be who we are, where we are as a family, as a brand, if we did not have the support of our clients.
Yes.
So we are nothing without you. We're looking forward to coming back and opening our doors at a point where it's safe, and please continue to stay tuned because we will be in touch with you. We just want you to know that it is not an easy decision, and it is not a quick decision for us. It is something that takes us time to do because we have a lot of people to mobilize.
Yes.
And we have a lot of studios to mobilize. It isn't something that happens overnight.
Yes, so thank you for your patience, and we'll keep you updated.
More than everything, thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
ZebraBeauty.com was like literally the smallest part of our business, and it is today the largest part of our business. And that's still not even close to being 10% of what we were, mm-hmm. but it's still keeping the lights on, and it's keeping us busy. It's keeping us in touch with all of you, and it makes us feel like we're making a difference. So we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, and stay safe. We will be in touch soon.
Remember, your safety is our priority.